Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Thursday morning. We're already up to the 17th of October, halfway through this fall month. Well, I'm your host, Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Good morning, Houston. I'm Austin Mendez.
Austin, what is up?
Man, what is up, Captain? Like you said, it's the 17th of October.
Already.
Where is time going, man?
Well, our boys of fall are hanging in there, buddy. Up 2-1 on the Yanks.
Man, we got to close them out.
I'm telling you. The rain delay last night just broke my heart. I was ready for baseball.
Yes, sir.
We got two nights in a row, tonight and tomorrow. You know, I'm thinking, they got a nor'easter up there. Boston, you know, all that New England area is going to get hit the hardest, but there's still going to be some really high winds and cool temperatures in that baseball game tonight. So
I saw that.
It's going to change things up. Maybe it'll Greinke's curveball and all of his other pitches he throws will have a lot of movement on them in that wind tonight if he can locate them.
And
that'll help us.
You would hope so, and hopefully our bats start popping.
They're trying to. They've been trying to come back. So, boy, if they all come back together, lights out for the Yankees, it's over.
Yes, sir.
I hope I'm talking positive enough for everybody out there. I know I'm trying to really soak all this in as it unravels.
Yes,
they
sir.
Wouldn't do it better than we did against Boston last year, but it's all good, man. How's things in your life?
Man, things are going good. I can't complain. Life's good. The home's good. And the Texans won last week.
Yes,
the Astros are playing. The Rockets start, I think, next week. So, man, it's a great time in the city,
yes,
for sure.
Yes, it is. And we got the Houston Open behind us, and here we go.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's talk some hunting and fishing now. It's that time of year. How about this fall weather this morning? It feels kind of good out
Ooh-wee.
There today. A little breezy out of the northeast, but feels great. I'm ready. And I think flounder season is pretty much in full swing for all you sickos out there that wait for this time of year. Everybody longs for it, and had a pretty good flounder run really all year considering, and now it's fall's here. I'm just going to wait and see. Looks like we're getting off to a good start anyway. Our sponsors for today's show, the Belleville Meat Market, Skeeter's Auto Service, Mainstream Marketing, Texan Roofing, Castaway Rods, and Boyd's One Stop. Galveston right now, 64 down on the island. Winds are out of the kind of north-northeast, about 15 to 18 with higher gusts. But today they're calling for cloudy skies starting out this morning. Winds will be a high of 71. Winds will be northeast at 15 to 25. Then tonight they're throwing in about a 20% chance of rain, partly cloudy with a low of 66. Winds northeast at 10 to 20 miles per hour. And then for tomorrow, sunshine and clouds mixed, a slight chance of a rain shower, high of 76, winds will be northeast at 10 to 15 miles per hour. So that's not bad. That's good fall weather. I'll take it any day of the week. It sure did get warm behind this last front, though, didn't it? 22 nautical miles east of Galveston. We have a northeast wind at the buoy out there, 18 to 25 miles per hour, wave heights to 3.5 feet. And then at Eagle Point, we have a northeast wind at 18, gusting to 21 with 72-degree water. And at Morgan's Point, we have 76-degree water with north-northeast winds at 9 to 13 miles per hour. So there it is. We've got some tropical weather to look at down below us. We don't know what that's going to do yet. All indications show that it'll go across the Gulf and move in to Louisiana over the weekend. So we'll just have to keep an eye on that. Pray for the best on that also. Well, but that's kind of where we're at. Boy, I saw a lot of good flounder caught this week. You know, the trout catches kind of picked up in certain areas, and that's a good sign with these water temperatures getting down into the low 70s and then moving right along to back to the flounder. They're starting to – they're not catching the real big ones yet, but – They're catching some decent fish, you know, along the Galveston Channel and all that area down low down there in the Seawolf Park area. And so a lot of drains. Drains are real good this time of year if you're still in the bays and before you get to the final drop stage where those flounder congregate before they go through the jetties. But a lot of people fishing little ditches and drains coming out of marshes and back lakes and places like that where they're doing real good on the flounder. And it's all good. Various combination of baits. It seemed like the artificial guys, you know, using, you know, your favorite jig and soft plastic combination, whether it's paddle tail or, you know, a down south or, you know, a marsh minnow or any type of paddle bait or even the chicken boy stuff. You know, he's got a wide variety. I noticed Joe's been catching a lot of flounder here of late, but that's where we're at. Flounder fishing is in full swing and going to only continue to get better. I know we'll talk to Dave Fremont tomorrow like we do on Fridays. We'll find out what's going on at Boyd's with their flounder tournament, see what's leading that. That started October 1st. And I think this weekend you have your Who's Your Flatty Daddy tournament, some kind of big flounder tournament. I think that's Saturday. So I'm sure a lot of people are pre-fishing and getting ready for that also. So anyway, Austin, nobody's picking up this morning. What's the deal in there, man?
Something is going on with the phones, Captain.
And phones are...
Yeah, they're acting weird. I got a hold of Bill. I said good morning, was talking to him, doing my spiel, and then I got nothing. Tried calling him again, got nothing. Then I tried calling the next guest, nothing. So I'm gonna stay on it. I'll definitely let you know.
Boy, that's not sounding good. You mean to get somebody to call into the studio and see if you can pick them up that way?
Yes, maybe that's what it is. Try and see if you can have somebody call us.
Yeah, if somebody wants to check our phone lines out, see why this is not functioning properly this morning, give us a call up here at 713-572-4610, and we'll see what the problem is this morning. See what gives. See what it is. It's always something, isn't it? Anyway, but getting back to fishing, it's picking up. It's looking better. You know, I'm feeling a little more positive about our trout bite right now, and the water conditions are improving, and we got some fish moving. You know, they're moving up, and they're a little bit more mature fish than what we were catching earlier in the year. We're still, believe me, in the right places. You know, wherever you go, you're going to catch a lot of the juvenile fish, all the throwbacks, but the trout are getting better up here. And, of course, Matagorda, what do you say about that? I mean, they're continuing to produce really nice catches of speckled trout, even flounder, redfish. Redfish is still big right now. The redfish bite's good for a lot of folks that are staying shallow and working those areas that they're accustomed to this time of year with a combination of baits, whether it's live bait through spoons, jigs, topwaters. It really don't matter. Once you find them, you got them. And a lot of positive input coming from South Texas, from everybody I know. Everybody's been getting all their work done, getting ready for opening weekend of rifle season and seeing a lot of, you know, we had a really good hatch on quail. Geez, a lot of quail going on right now. I mean, it's they're covered up, and then we've got you know, horns are looking good. I'm getting texts now, not working. Yeah, Austin, I'm getting your call cannot be completely dialed. They just try to call the studio and they can't get through.
Yeah, I just tried calling it myself. And
what is the deal?
I don't know. This has never happened with us.
Seemed like this has happened before. And I'm trying to remember what it was. It was a few years ago. Something was left on from the night before, and it was blocking the phone lines. And I don't know what it was. I mean, that's out of my realm in there in that control room. I have no idea. I get lost when I look at that board you're sitting behind.
Heck yeah. No, I'm going to figure
it out. I like
my
little board right here. Yeah. I'm in front of.
I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to text some people and see what we can do.
Yeah, see what we can get going. I mean, we got to fill everybody in, get our reports from all up and down the coast and our area lakes, see what's happening here. This is not good. But there wasn't a ball game last night. Tonight's Thursday night football, so I don't know what it is. We'll soon find out. But now getting back to South Texas, the deer that are being seen, they're real healthy. Blaine thinks on average there's probably about 5 to 8 inches of horns better than a normal year. And a lot more mature bucks showing up, especially the ones that got through last year and got another year under their belt. So that's encouraging. And it's all good. Yeah, Boston got another one, went straight to busy. Have a good day. They're showing the phone lines are busy. And, well, I can't read this one off on the air that I just got, but it's funny. But anyway. Okay. Getting a busy signal or a recording. Half of them are saying recording, and half of them are saying busy signal. So we'll see what we can do to get this worked out. But other than that, water conditions are getting improving more and more. Any kind of positive news, really, for up my way in Trinity Bay area, the people that like to put in the marsh and come out and fish inside the what we call the spillway up there on the north end. The old HLNP, it's NRG now, but the outfall canal up there, they're fishing up against the boards, catching a mixture of blue cats, puppy drum, redfish, flounder. That's a good area for flounder this time of year. Once they start to really drop and fall good, that's only going to continue to get better. So most of the flounder they're catching now are just, you know, small mature fish, you know, adults in that 15, 16, 17-inch range with an occasional 18 or 20-inch are caught. But it's all good. They're using mostly live bait or dead bait on the bottom up there. That's kind of how you have to fish that. Just whatever swims out from under that wall and around in that circular pattern they do up there. They're just catching what comes out of there, but still a lot of blue cats being caught there. And water's trying to get a little bit saltier. What helps that is Cedar Bio. You take water out of that, and it flows through the pond, the canal system, and then to cool the generators down, then into the cooling pond itself, and then outfall into the bay. So, but that's kind of where we're at. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 417 right here in the Bayou City. All right. Let's see if this will all work. Let's go over to Sabine Lake and get started with Captain Bill Watkins, see if we can get going here. Bill, good morning.
Hey, man. Finally got hooked. Are you there?
I'm here, man.
All right. Yeah, for some reason, the line went dead, and I could not get back. I called, and it just go to fast busy. One of those funny things that cell phones do.
Yeah, Austin was telling me he got a hold of you, and then everything just went away.
Yeah, it just disappeared. He was talking to me, and it blipped out.
Had a little phone glitch there.
Yeah, that happened.
Yeah.
So anyway, there's been some rough weather over here lately.
Yeah, it has.
I got shut out Monday. It formed come in about 30 minutes after we got to the launching ramp.
Right.
So that ended that, and it didn't quit. It just kept on, off and on all day. And, heck, it's just been pretty rough ever since. I hadn't had a chance to get out there. But before that, it was good. Catching plenty of fish. No big fish. No trout. Big trout, you know. Catching some nice flounder, too. They're starting to move.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, man. I figure it's happening over in Galveston Bay, too. We've caught a few in the ship channel and caught some down the shoreline. What was it? Last Saturday, I think, we had 8 without even fishing for them. Well, that was exciting stuff.
Yeah, it is. Heck yeah.
They were a good flounder, too. Just down the shoreline. Catching them on, I was catching them on a little John. And that split-tail mullet they used to make, I still got some of those. They don't make them anymore, dear Lord. Anyhow, it's hunting season, and it's fishing season, and it's hard to know which way to go.
I know it fixed to be World Series baseball and all that colliding together. You can't get much better than this time of year, man.
No, you're right. This is the best time of year, my favorite.
Me too. I'm with you on that one. Thanksgiving right around the corner, another favorite holiday of mine.
Yep.
Hunting and family and all that, it's all good.
It is good.
Yes, sir.
It's great to be in the good old USA.
I'm with you, brother.
We took my grandson yesterday. I picked him up at school and went up to the lease real quick, and we sat there for about an hour and saw two coyotes, and he could not get scope on those guys. They were right at the end of the right of way, kind of playing in and out of the trees. And he tried his best. He said, "I see him." He said, "I see him, but I can't get the crosshairs on him." And they'd fade in and out of that timber. That would have been real neat to get one of those. That's where I'm hunting, that's a rare critter to get a shot at, but they're in there. And we were hearing them yelp and bark and do all the stuff they do, and howling at the moon.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were trying to hog hunt, but it was coyotes messed that up. Them hogs ain't going to be around where the coyotes are. They will leave quick.
Yeah, they will.
Now, caution everybody about moccasins, too. There was a moccasin in the grass right at the base of the ladder of my stand.
Mm-mm-mm.
It wasn't a big moccasin, which made him almost invisible. And we'd encountered him before walking down the road. I think it's the same snake. He was the same size. And he's very, very difficult to see on those dark leaves. And that guy was laying right at the base of my ladder. And I just, you know, ever since we saw him the first time, I've been looking for him again. And there he was. And he slipped over by some trees and thickety stuff where I couldn't get to him to kill him. And so he's living there. And me and him are going to collide again, I think. The next time I'm going to have a handgun full of snake loads. And
you didn't kill him by the morning?
I didn't get a shot at him.
Oh, man.
He slipped off into the thickets just real quick.
Boy, I might come back to bite you in the butt, man. That ain't good.
Anytime you see one twice in the same, you know, within 20 feet, that snake's living there.
That's his territory.
Yeah, it's totally unnerving. So when we got ready to get out of the blind, the light just wasn't good enough to see in that grass. And I thought, well, what if he come back? we were high-stepping out of there, I'm going to tell you for sure. We got on that road, we left.
Better take a weed eater out there and weed eat real good and low around that stand where you get in there.
I told Levi that's exactly what I'm going to do the next time I go up there.
Oh, howdy.
Straight there. You know, even a little bitty snake like that will kill you. He's probably about 14 inches long, and that makes him almost invisible.
Yeah, and he's got just as much venom as a big one, just as powerful.
Yep.
A water moccasin, they don't deter. You know, a copperhead or a rattlesnake, they'll do everything they can to keep from hitting you, to avoid you. But a water moccasin, he'll come get you. Them cottonmouths are nasty, man.
I'm telling you, I've had them with some bad attitudes. They'd run me up the hill.
Oh, they do. They get PO'd, dude.
Yeah, they do. I went to get in my boat at Rayburn one time, and when I grabbed the bow and pushed it off, I just launched it. And I got ready to push it off there, and there happened to be a street light at that ramp at Mill Creek. And that's the only thing that saved me. When I pushed that thing off, that snake come out from under the bow of that boat, and he was pretty good size. He was probably about, 3 foot long. And he started running me up that hill, and I couldn't turn around fast enough to run, so I just was running backwards up the hill, and him was snapping at me. And finally he stopped, and I reached over and grabbed a limb off a tree there and went after him, and he got away. He went right back in there and ran under my boat again, and I was afraid to go get in my boat. He made me not go fishing for a little while. I had to wait till it got good daylight till I could see.
I used to hate it when I'd go out to this private place Blaine and I had been on for ever since junior high, and it was a bass fishing place and had three big reservoirs out there that we'd fish, and I kept an aluminum boat at two of them, and I'd chain them to a willow tree, you know, to keep people from stealing them. And every time I'd flip that boat over, there'd always be one of them big old canebrake moxkins under there. Just, Lord, that place was infested with them. Well, it was right in the middle of a rice farm, so that ought to tell you something.
Oh, yeah, they're always there.
Hey, if the sun went down, I got stuck one night out there, and I'm having to walk out. And it's about a five-mile hike up to the rice farmer's house, so I could use the phone to get one of my buddies to come and pull me out. And I had a flashlight in my truck that just barely had light, and I could not believe the amount of water moccasins were on top of that road between them levees and them reservoirs when I was walking down to the gravel road to get out of there. It was, and I didn't have a gun with me, nothing. And, boy, that was a... That was a long, lonely walk out of that dark place with all them muskets.
I've been hunkered up, I'm going to tell you.
Boy, I'll tell you, that'll tighten you up there, brother.
Yeah, we went out with some boys one night over here close to Winnie on a frog hunt. And we shot way more moccasins than we did frogs.
Yeah, and we're out there hand-grabbing them, hanging over the front of a flat bottom, reaching in there in the grass, grabbing them on the banks.
Oh, good grief.
We used to have a reservoir over there in Winnie that we duck hunted. We'd go out there at night, and it was nothing to catch 100, 200 bullfrogs. And you saw just as many water moccasins and water snakes as you did frogs.
Oh, gosh, yes. That place is really infested. We were reaching out and touching them with a 22 Magnum.
Oh, boy.
You shoot that frog in the head with a 22 Magnum, if you can get him face on, it'll flip him upside down.
Yeah.
And his white belly will be showing.
It looks like the air just let out of him when you shoot him in the head with a 22.
Yeah, buddy, we'd have to worry. And then we'd shoot all the snakes around there. That's tough country at night.
Oh, it's right in the middle of the rice belt back in the day, bud.
Yes, it was. It was right everywhere in those days.
Yes, sir. That was
plenty of snakes in there.
Plenty of snakes, birds. There's a lot of good things back in those days when they planted all that rice there.
Oh my, yeah. Geese and ducks. You know, I've been hunting out in those rice fields when it would be, you know, like 50, 55 degrees, and those big old water moccasins. I mean, they were in those laterals.
Oh,
they'd
yeah.
They'd be. You know, you'd think it'd be too cold for them to be out. Nope. They'll be in the duck blinds and everywhere else. You can't kill them all.
No, you can't. It's kind of like trying to thin out the hogs. It's not going to happen.
It's not
going to happen. No, it ain't.
If you don't have hogs, you finally will one day. They'll show up. It's like the ones in my backyard here back in May. They attacked me. But I just ate my way out of the problem. Shot them down. They
still
left.
Like the old saying, where'd old Junior go? Well, he went to the bathroom and the hogs ate him. That's a better way to put it.
Went out to the outhouse. And
hogs got him.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I can remember those days sitting on that outhouse as a kid, and them old big hogs, them old tame hogs would be wandering around back out there, and you could hear them grunting, and I'd wonder if they'd come through the back of that outhouse and reach up and grab me.
Hey, when you're a kid, a lot of stuff runs through your head. You know, I had an uncle up in the Gatesville area up there by Fort Hood. He had a cotton farm up there, and when I was a kid, we'd go stay with him. He was my grandmother's brother. And they had an outhouse. They had a two-seater.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, that was the way of life out there. And
we
didn't stay long. We'd stay a few days. But it was definitely different. Boy, nowadays, a kid wouldn't even know what an outhouse is.
No.
Than a porta can, you know.
I sat on that one many a time. It was made out of cypress board.
Yeah.
2 feet.
That's it.
When we talk about the Sears and Roebuck catalog, I know all about that.
Oh, yeah. That's it.
And, you know, had to walk past two of the roughest hog dogs that was chained to a stake out there in the pasture, and they couldn't reach the trail going to the outhouse, but they would get close enough that they'd scare me to death.
They'd give you a heart attack getting there.
Mom would say, watch out for these big dogs. Don't get off the trail. They're on the trail. Watch out for snakes, too. The snakes out there, we didn't even go out there at night. They had chamber pots back then. That's a whole nother world,
pots. Boy, I hadn't heard that one in years either. Jeez.
Yeah, my mama called it a thunder mug.
Thunder mug?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what they call it back in the day.
Bedpan.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I was glad when they got into a toilet at that place.
I would say.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Bill. Well, it's already break time. Sorry we had trouble getting to you this morning. We're online and running now. So if somebody wants to come over to Sabine and fish with you this fall and winter, how they get a hold of you, man?
409-786-2018.
Or fishsabinelake.com.
Yeah, get between these fronts, and we're going to catch a lot of fish. But y'all have a good
one. All right, buddy. See you, Bill. Thank you.
Where does the boat go when it's sick? To the dock. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Rhoda.
Rhoda,
row the boat as fast as you can. Got a new fishing pole for my brother. Best trade I ever made.
You're gonna find out what they're biting on from Baffin to Sabine. Big Lake to Matagorda and some places in between.
Hey guys, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show.
Yeah, good morning. How y'all doing?
We're good, sir.
Hi.
You had never backed a boat in over bicycles or anything, have you?
Not bicycles, but other things, yeah. I hate when you back up and you hear that noise. You go, I wonder what that was.
Yeah.
You got your early morning sickles, living an outdoor dream. They hunt and fishing all the time, and it ain't working. Beats all I've ever seen.
Now, time for more of the Outdoor Show on Sports Radio 610.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 4:38 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's get back to our phone lines now. Let's go up to Lake Conroe and see what's going on with the fish dude. Richard, good morning. What's happening up there?
Not a lot, Mickey, not a lot. Just chilling a little bit this morning.
Chilling?
Yeah, you know it. 51 degrees, it ain't too bad, though.
That's perfect.
I know, got a little overcast. I don't know what it's supposed to do the rest of the day, but it's starting out a little cool, but we'll see what happens here in a little bit anyway. I ain't even made the dang water yet. I forgot what day of the week it was even. I'm away, and I got that call. I go, dang, it's radio already? And I figured out it's Thursday.
Yeah, so it is Thursday.
I know I ain't even got no bait yet. That's what's so bad. I was dragging this morning a little bit and just kind of taking my time and get on my way. So I'm headed to the water, fix to go catch some bait and get ready. And we're gonna see if we can work some hybrids over this morning. Hopefully the knuckleheads will bite. And dang things, I've been chasing them all week long, kind of, and it's the water temperature's dropped, but I think it dropped a little too quick for them, and it hadn't really gotten through the water column yet. But those hybrids are out there. I can see them, and I just got to get them to get hungry. I've been chasing them, and I've been spending way too much time on them, but dang it, they're there, and I know it, and I know they're getting ready to eat, so I got to try to catch them. We had a couple the other day. One of them broke off, but I got these new rod holders in my boat, and it's allowing people to set the hook a lot harder. With my old ones, you had to work to get them out. These, you just reach down there and grab them. Well, what the problem is, when they reach down there and grab, the rods are grabbing the line too. And when they grab that line, they're taking away the drag on the rod. And so they're grabbing it and setting the hook. And when they do, they're breaking the line. That's one of the things I just got to kind of get used to and try to figure out how to get around. But I've had two or three of them over the past week or two that did the same thing. And I think it's the way they're grabbing the rod. It may be grabbing that line or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because I don't normally break them off like that. When they're pulling, they're pulling drag already. Because when they're pulling drag already and you reach down there and grab a rod, jerk it, and it breaks, that tells me there's something stopping right there that ain't supposed to be stopping. And that's what I think it is. People just grabbing that line with their hands and stuff. But it's one of them things I gotta watch them a little bit to see what they're doing. Because sometimes it's something real simple that's easy to fix on my part, and other times I just gotta tell people, hey, watch out for that line, and stuff like that. But them dang old catfish are getting bigger. I'll tell you what, the other day we had a bunch of chunks. I mean, every one of them sunguns was about, four and a half.
I saw that picture. I thought those looked pretty decent.
Man, they were some chunky fish. And, I mean, that's typical wintertime catfish on Conroe, though. And it's not winter yet, but it's starting to build up to that. And that's what I love about the colder months. Catfishing is because they get every one of them just get real solid, and you get those real good thick fillets. There's a certain fish about 3.5 to 4 pounds. When you cut that fillet off there, it's just solid front to back. I mean, you got a good thick tail piece, you got a good thick piece up at the front. Make your mouth water just thinking about it. I guarantee you, I had some the other night. I couldn't stand it. I had to go out there and get me some fresh catfish. So I had to get them.
What is it about Conroe that the catfish taste so good out of that lake?
You know, I don't know, Mickey. It's a strange.
No, there is a difference. I mean, I eat them from all the area lakes around here and the rivers and everything else. And those Conroe catfish taste really good. I don't know what y'all are putting in the water over there, but don't stop.
I don't know either, but I've done the same thing because my dad and I, years ago when Richland Chambers first opened, we went up there I was going crappie fishing is what I was doing because Richland had all them trees and stuff back then, had a lot of crappie in it too whenever it first opened. And we got up there and got to catch some catfish, and there were some real nice catfish. And my daddy, he's a catfisherman anyway, so he's out there going, "This is the best fish we caught all day." And get out there, after we get home, cook it and eat it, and it tastes like a mud hole. And that was really strange because Richland Chambers is a clearer water lake, or was back then. You know, even though it's attached to the Trinity River, it didn't have that Trinity River mud flow that always goes down that rascal. You know, because I grew up eating them fish, so I know what a Trinity River fish tastes like. He tastes like a mud hole. I mean, you get the right ones, blue cats, when that river's running real good, they get a real muddy taste to them, and you have to rinse them out real good. But, yeah. I put them in a 5-gallon bucket and just hose them down. And sometimes you hose them down real good and dump the water a couple of times so that blood kind of gets out of there.
Right.
Then soak them in ice water. And then soak them in ice water for a little bit, and it kind of cleans all that stuff out. So it's all good. But, we got up there to Richland, and I mean, for a lake that's as clear as what it was, those fish were as muddy tasting as Trinity River fish. It may be because they came out of it. I don't know. But Conroe catfish, phenomenal. I've eaten them out of Buckhannon, Lake Buckhannon. Same way, they got a little muddy taste to them. They're still good. I mean, don't get me wrong, they're still good because it's I eat them out of everywhere. Them now, I'll tell you one that's almost as good as Conroe. When I took my dad over to Falcon a couple of years ago, those Falcon Blue Cats, they're pretty dang good, but they ain't very big. Those Falcon Blue Cats, they're nice and clean tasting.
As far as good tasting catfish, what would you prefer, a channel or a blue?
Believe it or not, a channel.
Yeah,
I agree. Why. I mean, it's the blue cat. I mean, it's a nice white meat and everything, but there's a taste to it that
fat in the meat, I think, in a blue cat than a channel, you know, or an op or something, a yellow cat.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is, and I mean, it just kind of. I'm not really into that fatty taste. I want a fishy taste, but not an overpowering fishy taste. And that channel cat off of Lake Conroe is just, to me, is just the lick. I mean, you can't go wrong with that.
That must be what Tex gave me a couple of years ago. He gave me some fresh cats one time, and boy, I'll tell you, that was as good as it gets.
I'll tell you what, that you can't beat it. I mean, we're going to have to get up here and do some catfishing anyway. I got to get out there and do some trout fishing with you one of these days.
We're going to. It's just starting to get right around my area, so don't be surprised if I give you a call. We'll get out there this winter. You don't mind catching trout in the wintertime, do you?
I don't mind catching trout anytime.
No, I know you don't.
I guarantee you. There can be icicles on the ground or falling off my nose.
Now, I got a rule in my boat. There's no talking in my boat. Once we get down and get serious and stuff, without conversation. No, I'm just teasing you.
Yeah, I guarantee you. God. We get out there, you can't zip me up. You ask Mike about it. He'll tell you I'll run you off the boat. Talking so much.
It's all good. You won't be able to talk me down, brother.
I hear you. That's the thing. That's, to me,
you
that's
might be able to fish
about.
Me down, but you ain't going to talk me down.
I don't know about fishing you down now. I'll be trying like heck to talk you down. I can already tell you.
I'm just an old wore out Galveston Bay guy, man, drifting off in the sunset, but I still like
that. All right. I hear you. There ain't no doubt. But it's, you know,
times are hard, man. Times are hard. The struggle's real, brother.
It is. It is. But it sure is fun.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, goodness.
I don't think I'd have lived this long if I hadn't been fishing.
Fishing is
an escape.
I know I wouldn't have, Mickey. Somebody would have done shot me.
Excellent therapy.
I guarantee you. Yes. I tell people all the time when I was in high school, my dad used to take me fishing to keep me out of trouble.
That's right.
What we did on
that was our leverage over us.
Yeah, we did on Friday nights. He'd take me out fishing. We'd go over to the river and go fishing every Friday night till about midnight, and he'd bring me home. So,
all right, man. Well, I got to bring it home to Matagorda next. I got to go get Charlie before the top of the hour. So, hey, if somebody wants to come up to Conroe and cat up or whatever, and you're waiting on them hybrids to get going, how they get a hold of you, bud?
Well, make anyone get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
All right, buddy. Richard, have a good one. Good talking to you. See you, man.
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. All right, we're going to do it. Take care. All right, now let's run down Matagorda way and let's check in with the man, Captain Charlie P. Mr. Paradosky, what's up, man?
Morning. What's going on?
Morning. Oh, it's all good. Life's good, man. How are you?
I'm fine.
That's good. You're above
Could
ground.
Could be better.
Making another
Could
one.
Could be better. Yep.
Could be. What? Man, you got the life, buddy. You got it. Well, have you got a boat yet? That's my big question.
Well, Mickey, the boat's sitting there ready to go, and the checking ain't showed up yet from the insurance company. And I took yesterday off to take care of it. Still hadn't showed up, so I've been.
Oh man.
Been borrowing boats, and I hate doing that, but.
I know it. Nothing like your own rig. You got all your stuff in there. You know where everything's at, and you know how the boat fishes.
Yeah. Now we got these tournaments this weekend. You know, you got obligations. People's had these booked forever. Got to go. Got to work.
Yeah. There's I'm trying to remember the name of that one. It's this weekend.
Trout Blast.
Blast, that's it. It's the Trout Blast. Yes, sir.
It's like 120 boats in it. It's a zoo.
Oh, boy.
And then you've got Saturday, the J&H tournament.
Yeah.
You know, it's 50 or 60 boats. And these poor fish don't have a chance over here.
Never get a rest.
No. You guys got all the bad weather yesterday. I mean, people fished here yesterday and caught fish, no problem.
Yeah, it just it kept coming from your way. We had that first line come through, and I thought, well, that's fine. We'll be able to pop out behind this. And some went ahead and jumped out, and they were right back in 15 minutes. That lightning, and it was that weird kind of lightning that would, you know, come down low on the horizon just above the water, and it would spray out and both directions for miles, and no, I don't want any of that. So
we didn't have none of that over here. No,
we did over here.
Just some showers in the morning, and it was then the front didn't come through till like 1:30. I know people went out behind the front and caught the hell out of them.
Yeah,
fishing's good over here.
I know it is. That's why everybody's coming over there.
Yeah, it's a rotten job, but somebody's got to do it.
I know. You dog.
But man, it is hard to believe it's October 17th already. Man, time is flying by.
Boy, it is. It'll be Thanksgiving. We're barely a month, you know, a little over a month away from Thanksgiving. Isn't that something?
Yeah. I guess I'm going to have to slide them waders on this morning, first time.
Yeah, that water's down in the 70s now, and you'll be a tenor if you don't.
Yeah.
singing bass for the rest of the day.
this last little front dropped that water temperature, but, I'd see people, I haven't waited in a little over a week, but, you know, I'd see some wading with and some without, but, you know, as long as you had that sunlight, they were comfortable without. Not today. I think it's
that's
time
for them
to
young
them
gladiators,
on.
Charlie. We can't take that cold water like we used to.
Heck no, Jesus. It's a little tough on an old man.
Well, last time I waded wet, and it was sure nice. Boy, it was just perfect.
Perfect, yeah.
It's not now. I'll have to slide the old rubber panties on.
Yep. Them waders and slide those boots over them.
Hey, your strows are looking good, brother.
Jesus Christ, I tell you, that first game scared me to death. But and then this rain out, it's going to give those pitchers an extra day rest. It's probably a blessing, you know.
Well, I hope so. I just hated to kill our momentum because we had it rolling two games in a row, and you want to keep that going. Those bats were time. You could see the timing coming back, you know, in their bats.
Yeah.
They were getting better quality at bats. No, it's not there yet for a lot of them. You know, if we make it to the World Series, I'm hoping Alvarez and Bregman will break out big, you know, and Springer. You know, Springer and Bregman, people don't realize between the two of them, they got two hits in this series so far. So any day they're like a time bomb. They're waiting to go off. So, and you can always depend on Owl, too. That little spark plug, he's something else, man.
Wow.
There's no fear in him.
Well,
he's going to get his money's worth when he gets up to the plate. He's going to swing.
Yeah, we need that hitting right now. These
yes,
boys
sir.
We're playing are tough.
Yeah, the Bronx Bombers.
Yep. Looking what forward to that game tonight.
What did the coach tell that umpire? I said, my hitters are savages.
Yeah, they are.
Not when Cole's on the mound or not.
Yeah. Savages can come down, I'll tell you that.
That's it. Oh, well. So you gonna venture out on the pond today, my friend?
Yeah, I've got the guys that I have for trout blast today. They're real good wade fishermen.
Great.
We're going to see if we can find a place to park the boat.
Well, get in line.
Yeah.
Hardest fish in behind everybody. A lot of them walk through more fish than they'll ever catch anyway, and then they'll leave out of there. You can go in behind them and catch them.
Yeah, buddy.
That's the way it works.
Yeah, buddy.
All right, Charlie. Well, good luck to you today and tomorrow, and I'll check in with you Saturday morning, see how you did. No, you'll
Sounds
be fishing
good.
Saturday morning. Or when's that trout blast, tomorrow?
Trout blast is Friday, yeah.
Yeah, and but then I'll the JH is Saturday. Okay.
Right. I'll be fishing all weekend, and then I'll go get that boat next week.
All right, brother. We'll hope it all comes out for you.
All right, Mickey.
Throw him out a number, bud.
713-725-2401.
All right, Charlie. Good luck today. Hope you step into them.
All right. Take care.
All right. See you, Charlie. All right, that's Charlie Paradosky down in Matagorda.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.